W4FHJ, W4DJW. W4FHJ, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW clear.
W2T, good afternoon, Dave.
That it is, Rusty. Just finished pressure washing the whole deck, inside and out, from the ground and from the inside of the deck. I'm tuckered out. That's a record for me. In one day, less in a half a day, I was able to do that.
Well, good for you. I'm just arriving back in Spartanburg. I've had to go to Raleigh yesterday to take care of some business up there for my barbershop event, and then come back here today to take care of business here at home. So, you know, little things like that happening, you know?
That's a long trip to Raleigh, isn't it? That just seems to go on and on and on. I'm used to little short trips like to Columbia or Charlotte, but Raleigh, that's a long way.
There's a convention that's going to occur in November up there, and I had to go up and review the facilities, get all the costs and everything, so they can tell them what we were looking for, so they could then send me the estimate of what it's going to cost, and then I can go ahead and authorize them to do something so I can get things in the works, so it occurs by the second weekend in October for us.
Well, nothing like planning ahead to be ready for that. Hey, have you been on the air long? Have you heard Gene on here at all? W4FHJ Gene?
No, I haven't heard him. I heard a couple of folks when I was going through Charlotte, the outer edge of Charlotte, and when I was at a high point, and I could hear a couple of people talking, but I couldn't tell who it was. And I've just been, like I said, this is the first time I've actually picked up the radio where I could really hear somebody, you know.
Where are you now?
Just made the interchange from 85 to 26, and I'm 9 miles from my house.
Oh, you're close. And you drove all the way from Raleigh straight, nonstop?
Yep. Well, I stopped just outside of Raleigh because I had to gas up. But other than that, I have been on the road the whole time. I was going to make a pit stop earlier, but every time I look like getting close to where I was going to get off to make the pit stop, something was between me and the road, the exit to get off. I never saw the signs for the, for the rest area.
Yeah, you got to slow down when you get close and get behind those big trucks. You can't have them on the right side of you. You miss the sign.
Well, going through that area up there, that's all construction on both sides of the interstate line. So I missed the last one coming out of North Carolina, and then I missed the first one coming into South Carolina because I was in the right-hand lane and couldn't get back over the left-hand lane because we were like there going, we were moving forward at a rapid rate of about, 3 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's no good. You don't like that. Good to have one of those cruise controls that goes down to 3 miles an hour there. Let it do the braking and the gas for you. That's a pain. Wear you out.
All I did was when I need to move forward, I just lift my foot off the brake pedal and the gas, the idle would move me, and it would keep me moving forward. I just let it let up on the brake pedal and it would move me forward at about 3 to 5 miles an hour. And then I put my foot back down on the brake next time we come almost to a stop. So, for that whole time period, about 25 minutes, I didn't put my foot on the gas pedal at all until we reached this side of Gaffney when we got out of all the construction along there. So anyway, but I heard you on there and thought I'd just let you know you are being heard.
Well, I appreciate that. First time I transmitted, I had my speakers on mute. I hope I didn't step on anybody.
Anybody in there before you came on, it was just you. So it was all, it was good. You were good to go. And I'm getting ready to get off the interstate up here, and I'm going to stop at this Chinese restaurant place I get Chinese food to go and get me a plate of food to take home to have lunch, late lunch, early supper, because it's been a while since the two sausage biscuits I had for breakfast this morning at about 7:30, so I'm starting to get hungry,
W4DJW. Yeah, I know. Was that place you were telling me about that had the good seafood? Was the name of that Blue Oyster?
Hey.
Okay, I had to take Amy to the Spartanburg downtown airport she left Tuesday to go to Boise on the company plane. I had to take her over there, and we went by a Blue Oyster, and I said, I think that's what Rusty was talking about, but I guess not.
It's Blue Bay, and it's on the, it's about, after you cross, come out, if you're on Regal Road coming across, and you cross Interstate 26, it becomes John B. White Boulevard, and it's about, a mile down the road on the right-hand side.
Okay, well, it sounds kind of close to where we were. Maybe it was called Blue Bay, and I just, and then they had, do they have the word oyster underneath of the Blue Bay?
That was their feature of the day.
Well, I'll look again. I got to go pick her up tomorrow. She comes in tomorrow afternoon. I'll look again, and I'll pay better attention this time. But I was thinking that's where you said it was a good place to go get something.
As you're going towards the place where you make the turn to go down to the where you go down to the airport, there'll be a traffic light there, and there's one of those convenience stores, gas stations on the right there on the corner, and just after you pass it, there's a bank, and then the next turn in is the turn in for Blue Bay, and it's just past the bank at that intersection.
And you go a little bit further down to that and turn to the right to go into the downtown Spartanburg airport, right?
You go up past the next traffic light and that puts you there. So, yeah, that'll get you there.
Then that is what I saw. And that is the place you were talking about. I'm going to go ahead and try that out one day. Anyway, I got to call Gene, see what he wanted. I thought I'd be able to get him on here, but I guess not. Anyway, take care. Be careful, Russ Wayne. W2T, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
Easy. I'm here in the grocery store parking lot, which is where the Chinese restaurant is right next door to the grocery store. So I'm going to pull in here and run in and order my lunch, run into the grocery store a minute and pick up a couple of items, and then go back, pick up my lunch, and head to the house. My dog will be glad to see me. Catch you later. W4DJW, W2T.
K04MWV, thank the signal check.
Did you call for a radio check?
Yes, you did.
A little bit in the static there.
Okay, appreciate it.
Anytime, K04MRA.
K04MWV, clear.